Shay here. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth? It's a supplement that helps women maintain their optimal hormone levels. It has over 50,000 glowing reviews from women, and 98% say that they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now you can get those results and take them even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen powder. Collagen powder helps to restore the gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. Things like relieving occasional bloating, reducing sugar cravings, supporting a healthy, sustainable weight management, and also boosting energy and stabilizing mood swings. We all know, we've talked about it a lot on the show, your gut directly affects your hormones. So improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. And right now, you can try the prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free. Get 15% off your entire first order with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off today.
Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast, where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. We're only 50 seconds into recording, and I already have the giggles.
That's good. She started the show by praying. She started like praying. I'm like, but that's not Heavenly what we're Father. Doing. Instead of Homemaker Chic, she says Heavenly Father. Oh my gosh.
We'll get into what. Yeah. Seriously. I am Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead, joined by Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. We are the two hosts of Homemaker Chic Podcast, where we meet with you every Monday to just do what I said, rescue the art of homemaking, bring it to life, bring it to fruition.
Yes. Keep it alive. Fan the flames. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let it die out.
Let you know you're not alone. We're right here with you. Man, we're going to talk about self-care today. And I'll tell
Shay's favorite two words.
This was Angela chose the topic for today, which I'm happy about. I really am. But we say this so often on the show. We're not here saying, hey, we figured this out. Do what we do. It's us saying, here's where we're lacking, where we're feeling deprived, where we need help, where we need encouragement, problems we face, issues we see. Let's talk about it.
Right. And assuming we're not alone.
Yeah.
If we're feeling this way, then like it's so often Shay and I come to each other, you know, on the phone or whatever with a feeling or an issue in the home, something we need to tackle. And a lot of times the response is, I'm probably not the best person to talk to right now because we're experiencing the same thing. So we know that you homemakers are experiencing the same thing. And that's why we're in this together every Monday. So yes, self-care. We need it. It might be a, you know, it irritates me. It's like an irritating, trendy phrase. It's trendy. What did we do before we said self-care? So what? We're gonna go there today. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully beyond the bubble bath. We're going to think beyond the.
Beyond
the bubble bath. That's not. Look, I love a bath. Good bath. Right. Don't get me wrong. But that's not quite what we're. Not quite what we're talking about here.
No, not quite.
So anyway, we're glad. Glad to be here with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Stop it. Take a sip of wine. Is that what you're drinking?
Yeah, I just poured a wee little glass.
A wee little wee dram. Okay. Wee dram. This show is sponsored by Branch Basics. Friends, these are the products that I clean my house with, Shay cleans her house with, and apparently, so do lots of you. And so we're so thrilled to have been able to introduce you to this amazing company. With our link, you're going to get 15% off a starter kit. Here's why you want to do that. The idea with Branch Basics is that there's one concentrate for everything. So just no more going to Target and just like having sticker shock in the checkout lane just because you got a wild hair to clean your house. It's one concentrate for everything. You can replace dozens of toxic cleaners with one concentrate that is fragrance-free and safe for your family. Listen to what you're going to get out of one concentrate. 3 bottles of all-purpose cleaner, which is so strong. It does the job so well. I use it to clean my stovetop. 3 bottles of bathroom cleaner, 3 streak-free glass and window cleaner. It's hard to say. 3 foaming wash, so you can keep those little kiddos' hands clean, and 64 loads of laundry. It's like 26 cents of load.
We're going to get into cleaning a little bit more later this season on the podcast. Yeah, yeah. But if you're just, if it's just nipping at you to really kind of go down this rabbit trail, if you go to branchbasics.com, they have a Toss the Toxins course that you can join.
Yes.
And I think one of the most important things about this course is that it's going to show you how many toxins you're exposed to in cleaning products without even realizing it. If somebody told you at the end of the day, let's say, I'm making this number up, by the way, you've been exposed to 374 toxins today, whether that's in your skincare, your shampoo, your makeup, your fragrance, your cleaning products, your laundry detergent, you'd be like, no way. I've been exposed to over 300 toxins today. But like all of those ingredients and all those things add up. So
yeah. And I think we kind of just, maybe sometimes we just think, oh, bleach is the one that's really bad because you can smell it. You know it's there. But they're there, trust me. So we want you to visit links.branchbasics.com/homemakerschic. Check out the toxins course and treat yourself to a starter kit, because we're going to treat you to 15% off with that link. links.branchbasics.com/homemakerschic. You can get the glass bottle set. You can get the plastic bottle set if that's better, with little ones helping you around the house. But I don't think I've ever been so impressed with a, air quotes, natural cleaning product before. I've always sort of been like disappointed, like, yeah, I guess this is what it takes to be safe and be healthy for my family. There's no disappointment here.
No, that's very true.
It is.
Okay, Angela, you are in the middle of a home overhaul, let's just say. You're ripping the floor out, putting the floor in. It's been going on for a while. It's going to keep going on.
Yeah, and I think it just keeps going. We're going to cut windows like this weekend. Ugh, new faucets. It's so much.
I've been thinking a lot about, self-care in a way it can be like putting a Band-Aid on a broken limb, where you're just like, wait, okay, I took a bubble bath. Why don't I feel better?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying your house is a broken limb.
Oh, but it is. Yeah.
I'm saying, I think maybe where this self-care stuff starts is where it takes root. Like the really big things.
Okay. Tell me what you mean.
Okay. Let's see.
Because I think, self-care is like so many other things that really are Band-Aids on a broken limb. We exercise a little bit at a time because it's the right thing to do for the future. We make meals when people are starving, but they're going to be hungry again tomorrow. It's like everything is just either an action that doesn't bring immediate results, or an action that's just going to have to be done again. And everything that we do as homemakers can feel like Band-Aid on a broken limb. So I think it's like a little bit of perspective too, that it, just the acknowledgement that it's going to have to be done again, and this is not going to fix everything. This is just what I do.
Yes. Yes. You're right. That's a better way to look at it. That's a better way to look at it.
Okay.
And that's
you're welcome.
Not the easy way to look at it, for sure.
No. No, because you think you know, it's easy to think that even a couple like good habits are just going to fix everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like, not to sound cliche, but really the older I get, like I just am really coming to terms with, there is no fixing. This is just what's good to do. But like, there's no fix. The fix is a lie. Like, that if you do XYZ and tick whatever box daily or weekly, or you create a new habit, it's good. It's right. But it's not going to fix. Mm-hmm. It's a fallen world.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, you know,
that's what I've been mourning lately. It's, you know, Stuart, especially the week before my, you know what, ladies, I tend to get a little mopey, as some of us do, a little dramatic, as some of us do.
What?
Yeah, I know. And Stuart, just what a saint, you know, how can I help you? What's your problem? And anyway, when this happened recently, I took a step back and I looked at the situation. I said, nothing, like, everything's fine. Praise the Lord. You know, my children mm-hmm. are here. Okay, we've mm-hmm. got food. We've got shelter. We've got work. Like, nothing's wrong. There wasn't anything to fix. And I think when we feel that way, of course, there's hormones at play here. But I do think it's also just an indication that it doesn't matter what you tag on if you're at capacity. If you're a glass and you're full of water, even mm-hmm. if you're pouring good water on, there's just nowhere for it to go.
Right. And I know that's how a lot of moms in particular feel. They know they're blessed. They know it. But the cup, it runneth over.
It's running over.
Out onto the floor. And there's no clean towels.
By the cup.
Okay. Cup doth runneth over.
The cup
me.
Doth runneth over. Right. My sweet Georgia is very into knitting and crocheting, and there is a okay. local like flock festival where all the knitters and crocheters come together and people are selling okay. their little fibers. I mean, it's about as darling as you could get. This isn't until August, mind you. About 2 months ago, she came to me, Mom, can we go to this? You know, and it's a bit of a drive, but it's a one-day thing, not a big thing, totally possible. But it doesn't matter how small a thing it is. It could be adding something extra to the calendar. It could be what's for breakfast. But if you are at the point where, you're just, that sponge is saturated. There is nowhere else for even good stuff to go. And listen, if you're there, first off, I hear you. I know what that's like. I remember taking personally when the church was like, hey, we have a potluck on Sunday. Don't forget. And I was like, well, there goes the entire world.
Bully for you. Right?
Exactly. It was just like, that pouring water into a cup that was genuinely full. And that's what I'm kind of getting at when I'm talking about dealing with the big things. If you're already at that point, and then we sit here and we say to you, hey, be mindful of what you eat, or hey, make sure you make time for this or this. You could just think, yeah, I can't even get to the point where I can implement new habits, even good habits. So, you know, your design advice is always to neutralize the ugly first and then to make it beautiful. And I wonder if this same can be applied in this category. Like, can we eliminate what's causing damage to the extent that we're able to before adding on the bits that maybe enhance our self-care, our experience, these sorts of things? Does that track?
Well, it does. It does. I imagine when you say the bits that cause the damage, are you intimating like time wasters, perhaps? Or
sure.
I mean, do you think
absolutely?
One of the biggest stumbling blocks with self-care is time.
Big time.
Okay.
Big time. Yeah, things that are wasting your time. Things mm-hmm. that maybe just are a little off track. Things that just mm-hmm. aren't quite lined up the way that they need to be lined up. Let's see. You know, I think a personal example of this was a few years ago, I felt like our, you know, just the home budget, the home economy, all of it was just like, okay, and what's this thing? And what subscriptions do we have? And when do our bills get paid? And it had just gotten a little sloppy. And I had been managing it by myself, and I had for mine and Stuart's whole marriage. And I actually sought professional help. I didn't quite know how to fix it on my own. And he came up with some very simple solutions for us. And it was just like, it was like the real fix, you know. It wasn't just, hey, go take a bubble bath, try again tomorrow. It was, how do we actually reorient some of these things that maybe feel a little bit off track in our life right now, get the train back on the tracks, and then we kind of have, then you have to do the work every day, like you were saying initially, right? You got to do these things over and over and over again, and that's fine. That's just the, that's just the train going down the tracks. If the train's off the tracks, it's not going to go anywhere.
Okay. So what are you thinking? Are you thinking, you know, me, I'm thinking pen, paper, assessment. Like,
oh, I love
what's happening here? What is my daily routine? What is my weekly routine? Like, where could I? And it's not to, like, make people feel shame or whatever. We all waste time. I waste time. I waste time, and I know I'm wasting it when I want to waste it. I don't want to be effective. I don't want to be responsible. I want to scroll, you know?
Sure.
But, you know, it does, then that's fine if that's what you want to do. But then there's going to be a price to pay, whether it's that you don't have time for your favorite hobby or for that darn bubble bath or what. So
time,
I think,
is our greatest asset.
Yes. It really
more
is.
More than money.
It really is.
More than anything, it's time. So,
you know, we
I
opened
think
the season talking about, like, a menu, you know. So obviously there's things we can, there's an efficiency to homemaking that can happen that can maybe open up a little, some little pockets. They're going to be little, unless you're willing to pay, like, big price and get up extra early or stay up late, or, you know, there's a price for everything. Sorry. Yeah.
Everything has its edge. You know, I remember getting that advice years ago, and maybe I gave it on the podcast. I don't remember, but it was just like, if you're a mom of littles, you should get up early and you should have your Bible reading time and have your cup of coffee and have time to talk with your spouse, take a shower, like work out, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that. And I think that works really well for some people. What I found for me was that I would just crash in the afternoon and I would just become very grouchy because I wasn't getting enough sleep. I just wasn't getting enough sleep. And so, yeah, it's what, this is super individual, right?
Right.
Maybe your greatest need is to get more sleep. Maybe that's the goal.
Maybe that's as glam as your self-care gets. You're just sleeping a little bit more. And what would that do? My goodness, an extra 45 minutes, an extra hour? Think about that. That's a, for a lot of people, that is a game changer.
Yeah.
But look. And I think, you know, a customization to your cycle too is really important. You know, this is the week where I get more sleep. This is it. This is the week where XYZ doesn't get done, or it doesn't get done as well. And I know that, I'm prepared for it. I'll pick up the slack the following week. But this is the week where I get more sleep. That's my treat.
Look, I think, okay, how old do you think that you were when you actually understood your female body and how your cycle affected your moods, feelings, sleep, physical strength, focus, energy, all those things? How old were you?
I mean, I always struggled with PMS, like just weepy, crabby, overwhelmed for like this good 7 to 10 days before my period. So I was cognizant of that. And that really started to, my family might not agree, but that, that did taper. That did sort of like decrescendo with each child. Not near like when I was young. Just thank goodness. However, an understanding or cognizance of the other things that were happening definitely has been like in the last 10 years. Like, oh, this is why the week after my period, I'm a rock star. This is when I want to wear all my favorite clothing. I want to like start a new project. I feel strong. This is when I should do things that maybe I'm insecure about because I have extra confidence. It was like an understanding of the other times of the month is definitely more in the last 10 years or so, mm-hmm. for sure. And then a gentleness to myself also around those things is definitely in the last 10 years or so. This is when I get more sleep. You know what? This is the day I'm staying in my pajamas today. I'm going to snuggle up. I'm going to take no pressure. Let's get carry out, like chill out. I'm not going to play the martyr. I don't have anything to prove. I'm not going to like run or go on my big workouts on those day on that day, you know, first 2 days of my cycle or whatever. I mean, definitely a permission to myself to act like what I was experiencing. Like, I'm not going to power through this anymore. My body's telling me something. I'm not going to be pitiful, but I'm not going to force the issue anymore. My body is doing something. It's doing something quite, I was going to say quite bloody amazing.
Too applicable.
Right? Quite amazing. So yeah, definitely. And I think that's sad. Like, that is something I will be making sure my girls know. I have one. She stays in her sweats and she's like, I need ice cream. I'm like, you got it. Let's go get, I'll go. We're going to get you ice cream. This is, that's it. You know, I that's definitely something I want them to not lean into, you know, but be mindful of and give themselves permission to not just plow through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is not something that we are educated on in any real way. I think I was in my early 30s, 30-ish, when a friend explained to me that each week of a woman's typical cycle, you know, your 28-day cycle, is marked by exactly what you said. Like, so I tend to have a time where even like the clothing, it's softer, it's more covering, more just gentle, you know,
just gentle,
a little softer on the edges. Yeah. And that'll come out in the way I do my hair, in the way I do my makeup, and certainly the way I am with my children, the things I want to focus on in the home. So, okay, I'm trying to remember now how she explained it to me, but it was like that week after your cycle. Okay, so cycle week, you tend to be a bit softer. You tend to need a little bit more sleep. Like you said, you're not going to do your major workouts. You're not, that's not the time to like rip out your floor. what? But as soon as that happened, I mean, to me, it's marked.
It's like a switch flips.
It's an absolute switch.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm like, let's go. I want to work out. I want to go tackle big garden projects. I want to go and be social. I want to like line my lips and do the whole thing and wear the big dangly earrings.
I call it feeling my reds. Yeah. I'm feeling my reds today.
Yeah.
Because I love my red lipstick. But there, you know, there's certain times in the month where I'm like, yeah, I'm a little, feeling a little insecure. I'm not feeling my reds.
Oh, yeah. I've put it on before, got into the church bathroom, wipe it off. I'm like, and it's
coming off.
Yeah. Then the week after that. Okay. So that's the first, that's 2 weeks, your cycle week.
Okay.
The week after, the third week. For me, is just kind of like a steady, productive, no fires to put out, nothing major going on. I can just do the work. I can kind of be a chameleon that week. I have the ability to be a chameleon. And then
that's a great way to put it.
That week before, serious overwhelm. Like, if you're wondering what week I'm in right now, I am in the cup floweth over. Over me. The cup is running over me. Because everything feels like you can't get things done. You're trying to get done, right? You've run out of kind of energy. You've run out of patience. You're feeling overwhelmed. And a lot of times, Stuart, bless him, he'll just be like, look, I know I just got to wait this out. In 4 days, we're going to be having a completely different conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's pretty marked for most women. Those are pretty typical stages.
Yeah. And I think it'd do well for like the whole family to understand that. I mean, we're so like kind of like quiet about, we even kind of like just cringe saying the word period. Mm-hmm. It's still kind of like, oh, you know, I mean, like if our sons knew that, like if our daughters knew how their bodies worked, if it was just like, look, we understand the flu. Like, we talk about that. We know what a fever is, and we know that has to run its course and how it makes people need to sleep. And, you know, like, not that obviously one is a sickness and one isn't, but it's still, I think it's still like a little bit sadly taboo and not just
because it is biological. What is going on? It's like, I'm not changing. I'm still just the same person, but my mind, my heart, they are in a lot of ways doing their own thing, you know?
Right.
It's like that bit before you ovulate. I didn't understand this until Stuart and I did natural family planning when we first got married.
Yes.
And I didn't understand how ovulation worked. I didn't understand how it worked until somebody gave me the book, Natural Family Planning. And I began to understand that, okay, after your cycle, you're basically like ramping up for the next 14 days. So when you feel like you just want to rip your husband's clothes off, like there's an actual biological reason for that.
Right.
And then after that 14 days, after you've ovulated, your body's like, we would now like to be soft and we would like to be comforted and we would like to protect anything that could
left alone.
Which is super helpful for your husband to understand, by the way.
Right.
Where he just doesn't think that, you know, you've lost it. I know we're getting into the weeds a little bit, but I think understanding that like foundation of things is genuinely so important to understanding what self-care needs to look like throughout the month. Because it's not always going to be the same thing.
Because it's a self-care schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you're not always going to want a hot date night out. That sometimes of the month, that might be exactly what you want. I want alone time with my spouse. I just want to be alone, have time to invest in each other. That might not be true other times of the month. So be aware of it, ladies. Be aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's, with daughters, I think it's really good to teach them, you know, because to teach them about self-care and self-care around your cycle, because I've seen like a lot of women, you know, when they start having kids and then that overwhelm kicks in, because it is overwhelming. Like, if you weren't in the habit of carving out time for yourself, like if that wasn't a priority to you, that's really hard, because all of a sudden you realize how bad you need it and you don't even know how to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your go-to? Angela's feeling depleted. She needs to take a tea. She needs a little self-care. Like, what is the first thing on your list?
Well, I have two things and they're kind of like antithetical to each other. I love to walk. Mm-hmm. I walk. I mean, I walk 4 miles and like, I know people run farther than that stuff, obviously during the day, but 4 miles is a long walk. And that is just a time of just decompression for me. I just let my mind wander. I listen to classical music. And it's just kind of like this blow off time. My body's doing something, but my mind is in like just blow off time because of my job and homeschooling and everything. It's just so dialed in the rest of the day. That's just my treat. And it's really difficult. And I don't do it really so much in the winter. And so now this time, you know, now I'm like just in the last month or so getting back to where I can do it regularly. And it's just such a pleasure. I miss it so much over the winter. Not saying you can't walk in the winter, but it's really easy to talk yourself out of going outside when it's freezing mm-hmm. and windy and horrible. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And then a hot bath at the end of the day is just those two things. Those are my treats. One's much easier than the other. And there's other things that I do, but those are just my two that I just, they're not going by the wayside.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. Well, I love that you talked about Excuse with me. Walking, how your body's doing something, but your mind, I've never been one to like take a nap. I've never been one to just, I would like to sit still. That's not how, that's mm-hmm. not decompressing for me no. in many ways. I think gardening, I always mm-hmm. joke, it's my therapist because my body just knows what to do. Mm-hmm. It's just labor. Look, there you design your garden labor. For 30 minutes and then you're going to spend the next 30 years just weeding and tending and pruning and mm-hmm. you don't realize how much is involved in that when you first start a garden, but I will go out just physically be wasted by the end of it. And I mm-hmm. what's amazing is I can still look around my garden and say, oh, I know what I was thinking about when I planted that. I know what I was thinking about when I pruned that. Because I've stopped listening to podcasts when I do it. I don't even listen to music when mm-hmm. I do it because I realized I needed quiet time. I needed mental blow-off time. And listening to things was causing – classical music's different because there's no words. But mm-hmm. when your mind is sort of – it needs to, like, take out the trash, basically. It needs time to just blow the chaff away. And I'll sit and think about this. Stupidest things, but apparently my mind needs to. It'll sit there and chew mm-hmm. on at things from every angle, and then poof, it's gone. It's like mm-hmm. literally you could almost see the trash being taken away.
We, you know, our environment, our world is so overstimulating, and we have access to so much information that the time for just contemplation, just letting your brain do whatever it wants to, is so few and far between.
Oh, I prayed about this. This was not even long ago, you guys. Dense here. 6 months ago. It's like, Lord, I just need some quiet time. I need mental time to be able to process all these things going on around me, all these things happening to people, how to problem solve this or that. And then it dawned on me one day, like I have filled that quiet time with noise. Mm-hmm. There are things I'm forced to do every day.
Yeah.
Fold laundry. Cook dinner, whatever, garden, take up the trash. Okay, well, if you plug in every time, there is no more silence.
Right. And plugging in is good. It's great to listen to your favorite podcast. Please keep listening to us. But it's you do need to, if it's every time, then you're missing out on something really good. It's really just like it's good. For a child to, for you not to hover over your children all the time and send them outside and let them figure it out.
Yeah.
You need the same thing.
Yep. And listen, if you're not sure, if you come back in from experiences like that, whatever they are for you, and you don't feel a little bit rejuvenated, you don't feel like, you know, hey, I have a little bit more clearance now in my cup. That might be a good indication that, you know, it is time to kind of unplug, shut off. Don't take your phone with you, maybe, when you go on a walk. You know, find a way for whatever that task is to be a little simpler, a little quieter. I'm going to take a second real fast, speaking of simple, to thank Tubes & Co. for being a sponsor of Homemaker Chic Podcast. I love them so much. And I want to bring your attention because we've gotten messages from people. I think they've done such a wonderful website job with their website, which is tubesandco.com. But people go there and they see all kinds of stuff. What oil should I buy? What cleansing bar should I buy? What shade of lipstick should I buy? So I'm going to tell you right now, okay? For years, I have washed my face with the Sea Buckthorn Cleansing Oil. This is what I use. This is what Georgia uses. This is what Stuart uses. Oil washing. Do you remember when this hit the scene a few years ago? And it was all the rage. Yeah. I was a while ago now, but.
It was a while ago, and I was pretty sus, as my kids would say. I'm like, oh, yeah, because I had always struggled with acne. I mean, it's only now that I'm, like, older that I have just really normal skin. I've always, I still get a zit, you know, a few times a month. But, and so I just, that didn't make any sense. Why? Yeah. I was always stripping my skin of oil, which was not a good thing. It was backfiring on me. I didn't know it. But that sea buckthorn, that is one of the best products I've ever used. Mm-hmm. It is a pleasure to wash my face with it.
Yep. You don't even need makeup remover. So what I do is go and just dry. I put it in my hand, beautiful dropper, glass bottle, rub it all over. Just spend time massaging all my eye makeup off, rubbing it all in my neck. Then I splash with hot water and get a nice rag, a nice clean rag, put warm water on it, squeegee it out, and then just hold it over my face. And your pores open and your skin soften. This does, maybe we should do a whole different thing on skincare, but I'm telling you, this oil works so well. Emily has done such a good job at using real ingredients without any synthetic chemicals, no gross toxins, no fillers, no artificial colors, no artificial fragrance. They're all made in the USA, as clean as they can get, with sustainable products, all done fair trade, transparent and ethical sourcing. You can visit tubesandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off that Sea Buckthorn Cleansing Oil. While you're there, get some Tiamo lip gloss, get some Blushing Bride lipstick, get a charcoal bar so you can wash your armpits and all your other bits. And then get a tallow stick, which is pits and bits. That's why I always say, tell my kids, I'm like, get your pits and cracks. Pits and cracks, everybody. What was this motion you were doing over your face?
This was me with the tallow stick under my eyes.
There you go.
Right here. Nero. Yep.
And they're great for your purse, too. That's where I have mine, because you can't always take your jar of tallow balm. It takes up too much space. But they put it into this beautiful little stick so you can put it on your lips, put it under your eyes, put it on your dry knuckles, whatever it is. Tubesandco.com. Use the code HMC10 for 10% off.
Fabulous. Thank you to American Blossom Linens for sponsoring this show since about day one. Someone asked me the other day, Ange, do you really love the sheets? Like, I'm going to invest in these sheets. Do you really love them? Like, have you not heard the words coming out of my mouth? I love my American Blossom Linens. My kids love theirs. Here's the deal. This company has been around for so long. They've been making linens for five-star hotels for 125 years. American Blossom is their domestic line. They're completely made in the United States. They comb out all the rough fibers from the cotton that's grown in the South. And it's just a family-run business. It's everything you want it to be. These sheets arrive on your doorstep in packaging. I love me some packaging. So you get the tea, you get a little handwritten note. Everything's perfect, fabulous. You wash them, they get softer with each washing. They have a 2-year happiness guarantee. The sizes are generous, no more creeping sheets. You get 4 pillowcases with every king and queen set. So you're not trying to like scrounge around for matchers. That's what I call them, matchers, if you have extra pillows on your bed like I do. I'd like you to enjoy 20% off. Enjoy your sheets as much as Shay and I do. 20% off with the coupon code SPRINGCHIC20. Get some tea in your beautiful wrapped box, extra pillowcases, 5-star hotel quality product. It's time for you to dress your bed in American Blossom linens so that when you're getting that self-care time and that extra sleep, you're on a product that's designed to last a lifetime. Visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com or the sheets button on the Instagram page, SPRINGCHIC20.
Look, can I say something about self-care, like as simple as it should get for the homemaker?
Sure.
Dress your bed.
Dress your bed.
Make your bed. Dress your bed. take care of your bed. Don't use skunky pillows. Don't have holes in your sheets. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in that. Like, that's where, you know, that's where we meet at the end of the day. Like, that's where we let our bodies just rest. We let it, we let it go. That should be as close to a little home sanctuary as you can get.
What I've never understood is why people anticipate going to a hotel to be taken care of.
For one, you know, one especially day a
with,
year?
With a bed. Why would you wait to go to, like, and I'm specifically talking about a dressed bed. Like, why would you wait for that wonderful experience? You do need to dress your bed. The homemaker, this I could go off on a tangent. The homemaker needs her dignity. She needs to remember her dignity. She needs to wear clean clothes. She needs to wash her hair. She needs to not slob around in the same pair of yoga pants all week long for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a mundane job. It's a dirty job. It's a demanding job. And it's repetitive. And there is something about maintaining your dignity that gives mm-hmm. you perspective on homemaking. It gives mm-hmm. you perspective on going the long haul. Like, you're going to be at this for a long time. And I think the word dignity is so important to the homemaker. And it's, I think there's a lie that it can be shelved and that you won't pay a price for it. And I can use the simplest example, which is pretty lame, but the simplest example, I have a really bad habit of putting off washing my hair because I hate washing my hair. It's thick. It's a pain. There's no wash and go for Ange, okay? Like, and I start to feel grumpier and more sour, more insecure, just ick. It doesn't behoove anybody for me to not wash my hair. I wash my hair and I think, yes, Ange, there's your dignity again. You took care of yourself. The homemaker needs to maintain her dignity.
Yeah.
And that is something like dressing your bed. That is self-care and all the little things in that category. It is important and there is a price to pay for shelving it.
And each of us has our own little, like, particular things that mm-hmm. help to restore that dignity. I mean, a bed should be mm-hmm. universal because we're all sleeping. Your bed should be clean.
Jordan Peterson says, make your bed, okay?
Does he?
Like, it's not
he
just
probably
us.
Listens to Homemaker Chic podcast. He's probably listened to that episode and was like, you know, girls, you're totally right. Look, this is, I'm not old. I'm getting older. And this was one of the reasons I started getting my nails done. My hands are constantly being filmed, for starters, and so they needed to at least be clean because I do have dignity. I'm not going to film a cooking video with dirt under my nails. I have more pride than that. And it became this really small thing that I'm not having to justify. This is something that brings value. It does. It brings dignity. And when my nails are nice and clean and done, I feel like I have a greater capacity to do the things I need to do in my home. And that might sound silly, but, like, that's me. That's my thing. I have another friend. She gets head to toe waxed, which I can't even imagine how painful this is. But this is her thing. Like, this is what brings her dignity, where she's just like, I can tackle it now. Whatever it is, I can do it. I am waxed head to toe. I am good to go. Right?
Waxed head to toe, good to go.
Head to toe, good to go. But again, like so many of the things that we talk about, this is going to look different for each of us. The application is going to look different. The results are going to look the same. And some of these are going to be personal things that make sense to you. And you're like, yeah, naturally, I want to do that. And some of them aren't. You know, think about exercise. That's not necessarily something that people want to do. But they do it.
No.
And then it makes sense. I still don't want to work out. Every time.
I don't either.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, I don't care. You're going to do it. But look, I have to run, like, mental gymnastics in my brain for a solid 20 minutes before I just put my shoes on and do it.
You know, I think it might be interesting, speaking of pen and paper, to make a list of what are self-care things that you enjoy or that you wish you had more time for or that you used to do and now you don't. You know, what's self-care to you? What are they? 5 things, 10 things? And then notate the payoff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so working out, the payoff is a half hour later with the happy hormones, the endorphins, and the payoff is your old lady body. It's going to be really good for you for those bones to have some muscle to hang on.
That's what got me when I saw Tasha Tudor gardening, and I'm like, how am I going to be able to carry on gardening if I'm in as much physical pain as I am in right now, or if I throw my back out and I'm on the couch for 4 days? I can't garden.
That is one of the main reasons I lift weights. It's so that I can garden when I'm old.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Seriously.
You know, but I think maybe having a payoff listed next to each one. And then when you're feeling the pinch, go to your list. What do I need right now? Do I need a payoff now?
Yeah.
Do I have some extra time? I don't really need a payoff now, but I know XYZ is going to be good for me in the future.
I actually really love this idea, get that, Angela, because we don't write down the reward. We write down the thing we want to do, and then it can just become another to-do list.
It's like, just another to-do. It's just another thing to beat yourself up with if you don't get to it. Write down the reward.
Yeah. Look, I have to play mental gymnastics myself sometimes to take my vitamins. Come on. Get up.
I don't want to take them. They get stuck in my throat.
Yeah. Yeah. I swallowed one wrong the other day, and it was like barely going down. And I thought,
I'm going to die.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10. This is the most painful thing I've ever felt in my life. It was horrible.
I hate that.
I mean,
it bugs you for like an hour.
Oh, it's terrible. But you're right. It can be just become this other to-do list. The thing that I wish I had way more time for than I do right now is studying Italian. I just love it because it's not connected to anything to me but learning and enjoyment and brain growth and being humbled and studying, like these things that I really enjoy. And my tutor said to me the other day, he was like, I can see you're falling in love with grammar. I was like, no, I am not. But I said, let me clarify. I hate this and I don't know anything about grammar. But I know in 30 years, if I just don't stop, I don't even have to do any more than I'm doing now. In 30 years, if I just don't stop, I will be where I want to be. Maybe not 30 years, maybe 10. I don't know. But you have to see that end mark in order to say, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this today. I don't want to do this today. Always glad I did. Always glad I did. But that doesn't mean you always feel that way going in, even if it's something that feeds your self-care, like taking your vitamins. That's a good thing.
It is.
It's a to-do, but you know, a to-do with a reward. So it's not quite the same thing. But I think just in time for hobbies, you know, look, if we're just like pulling back and getting a bird's eye view. Okay. We talked about exercise, right? What else did we talk about? We talked about sleep.
You touched a little bit, just a couple sentences on eating, you know, eating well.
Oh my gosh. I was out in the garden today and I said to myself, okay, we had like an hour before we were going to record. I said, you're going to go inside. You're going to cook a meat patty. You're going to sit down, have some electrolytes, take your vitamins, eat your meat patty, have a banana. You know, you're going to stop and you're going to eat. And I had to tell myself, because listening to myself, I would have been like, I can have another hour out here. Great. Go.
Yeah. I can do that. I can push off eating for sure. And then my blood sugar drops and I'm like, I'm dizzy.
I hate everyone.
I can't do anything.
We talked with Jen last week about old school correspondence. But
yes, I loved that.
I mean, self-care. Let's talk about social connections. Like, when you get a letter from a friend or you take the time to meet up with a friend, like those are all things that, again, from the outside can look like they're going to deplete. They're going to take away. And oftentimes we leave those feeling way more full. Like the real things are nourished. It's like when you just put your tools down and sit with your kids.
Yeah. And it's easy to tell yourself you don't have time for it. But that's why I think making the list is good, because remind yourself, this is what happens when I spend time with friends. This is what happens when I put down my tools and play with my kids. You know, that this is the payoff.
Yeah.
It's you need the reminder. You know, Darla said something once about working out, and I think it's so applicable to all self-care, is nobody's going to fight that battle for you.
Mm-hmm.
Most husbands aren't coming around going, why don't you go take an hour and work out? You know, like that's on you to find that time to decide to set aside time wasters, or just acknowledge that they're time wasters. Okay, maybe I'm going to scroll Instagram 3 days a week, and on the other 3 days, I'm going to stop saying that I don't have time to stretch, you know? Mm-hmm. The responsibility is on us, probably 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And listen, when you're in that exhausted, overwhelmed stage, I mean, you just throw your hands up and you're like, is an adult going to come in anytime soon and solve these problems? Because that'd be great.
Right.
Time
for a mirror.
Yeah.
You're the adult.
That's true.
It's time for you to solve your self-care scheduling problems.
It's so true. I had somebody on our Instagram message or email, I can't remember now, but they recommended a book called Digital Detox. And she said, based on what you and Angela talk about on the podcast, I think you guys would really like this book. So that's been added to my list. So it might be a topic that we need to explore in detail a little bit further on. But I think painting with broad strokes, most of us would probably feel a lot better and do a lot better overall if we were just on the phone less. You know, I can be in a decent mood and I can see something on Instagram, and it's usually somebody's like clean house, pretty gardens, gorgeous food, whatever, productivity.
Right.
And start to feel quite bad. And I think sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's not. But again, we talked about like just eliminating the damaging things first off. That might be a great self-care is just like, look, I'll get on for 20 minutes while I'm in my bath at the end of the day. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have some self-analyzing to do in this category. Because when I get back from France, I want nothing to do with my phone. I don't check the weather. I don't check the news. I don't want to check Instagram. Like, I just don't want to play with my phone. And I don't know if it's because my time there is just, I've surrounded myself with things that I love so much. And I'd like to spend some time thinking about like, what, how can I carry that over? What is happening in my day-to-day activities that, why would I want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so distasteful to me right when I get back for like the 5 days or so after I get back? And I kind of notice going back into my habits.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I don't have any answers for you. I know I need to contemplate that, because it is a real disdain. Like, I just don't want it. I want to do things. I just don't want it.
I think like 10 years ago, I took the Facebook app, maybe not 10 years. I don't think I've had a smartphone for 10 years, but at some point a long time ago,
I don't have Facebook.
I took the Facebook app off my phone. No scrolling, no nothing. And I remember like months went by and thinking and actually being like physically repulsed at the idea of scrolling through my Facebook newsfeed. Because
I don't like, I mean, I sort of, I should, like, people out are of like, yes, pot. You do have Facebook. Yeah, I have Facebook, but I don't do it. Like anything you see on Facebook's like automatic from Instagram. You know, it posts yeah. on Facebook too.
Yeah.
I don't, there's something about Facebook that's so repulsive to me. Like the thought of scrolling, it just makes me like, whoa. I just, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like it's the frog yeah. in the pot thing, you know? And then I think what happens is that when we get stuck in our day to day and we get stuck in the norm and, oh yeah, I just am doing laundry. I'm not going to the Louvre today. I'm mopping floors. then it's easy to just to look for an escape route. You're like, could I get a hit of mm-hmm. something beautiful? Could I get a hit of something nice over here? Because I'm just trudging through bickering children and what's for lunch. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's...
But then, okay, yeah, then I need to have like the coffee book du jour out yes. with a bookmark in it. And if that's the hit I need to just open it up, look at a few beautiful pictures and go on with my day.
Absolutely. Have a good candle you can light. Have a new playlist that you're yeah. excited about.
Exactly.
Whatever. Have a fun ingredient. You know, mm-hmm. that does it for me. I don't know. That does it for other people.
Does it? I like a good fun ingredient.
I love a good Ooh. Ingredient.
Tarragon mustard. Woohoo! Yeah, exactly.
ladies, let us know over on Instagram what that looks like for you. Like I mentioned last week, please share with us so that we can share it over on our stories and share it to our community there, because you know, part of the idea is that we are a community. We learn from each other. We take ideas from each other. None of us have arrived. None of us have figured it out. So if you have something that you could share, you know, those sorts of things, we've developed our thoughts and ideas around these based on what other people have shared with us, things we've gleaned and learned over the years. So it makes it fun to be able to share with other people self-care things that you love. So you can find us over yeah. on Instagram, Homemaker Chic Podcast. And remember, when you go there, there's a beautiful little red circle for cleaning products, shopping with Branch Basics. You can get your American Blossom Linens sheets. You can get your Toups & Co. skincare and makeup. It's all right there with just a few clicks.
Cool.
Did I get everything? Perfect.
You got it.
All right. I'm going to make a list.
Yeah, I like the list idea.
Yeah, I like the list idea.
Okay.
I like the do away. And the make reward. A list. All right, ladies, yeah. we'll be back here with you right. next Monday. Cheers.
Cheers.